Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Daytime After Dark. This is Carly, and I am so happy today because we are interviewing Nicholas Cosnu, I hope I said it right. He played Lionel Lockwood on Santa Barbara, but he played Blair's father on The Facts of Life. He's been on The Bay. He was on Another World. He was on One Life to Live. And he was briefly on All My Children. And add the word tunes. So let's welcome Nicholas, and I am so excited. Welcome
Hello.
To the show.
Hi.
Hi.
Can
good
you
morning.
Hear me? Oh, you
yes,
can hear me.
Nicholas. Yeah. I am so excited to have you on.
I'm sorry for the goof the last time. I had it on the wrong page.
Yeah. I was just going to say that I loved having you on The Facts of Life. That was my favorite TV show growing up. And I loved you playing Blair's father. Every time you were on it, I got excited because the character you played was fascinating to me. I mean, trying to put Blair on your tax returns episode was a really funny episode. I really loved it. How did you like being on Facts of Life? I know it was a long time ago, but how was it?
I loved every minute of it. And the girls were all wonderful. We had terrific directors. I even went to Blair's wedding. You know, she married a preacher, and then she became a preacher herself. And it was fun. It was, yeah. Well, you could tell. It's hard to fake when it's really fun, you know?
Well, you were, I mean, whenever you were on it, you know, I loved it. I got excited knowing Blair's father was back. And, you know, you played the role so well. And were you on Miller House on the Prairie, too?
Yes, I was. I was Little Joe's father in one sequence.
Okay, yeah, I thought that, you know, I thought so, but I, you know, wasn't totally sure, but you were really great on that, and, you know, people know you so well as Lionel on Santa Barbara, and how was that? Because, I mean, you worked with so many people on Santa Barbara. How was that for you?
Santa Barbara? Well, it was the best soap ever written. Well, with two exceptions, that another couple of shows I was on, then I was on Another World during the 70s, and that was
yes.
A joy because we had great writing, and I got to play opposite Susan Sullivan. And, by the way, I just saw her in a movie in which she's just wonderful. And One Life to Live was there. I had great fun on that. They were terrific people. And people like Bob Woods, who became a lifelong friend. And, let's see, what else? All My Children. I played Erica's terrorist lover, Dave Andrews. Well, I played
yes.
two characters. And that was
yeah.
great fun. When I left Santa Barbara, about 4 years into it, or some 3 years into it, because the writing got really terrible when the Dobsons left. And so I didn't want to do that. And so I went to all my children and had a terrific time. And when I left, Susan Lucci gave me a $5,000 dinner party. And, yeah, she was very generous and very thoughtful, and we had a moment of time. So those, I've had, for the most part, I kind of hold a dubious record. I think it's, well, I'm not terribly sure how dubious it is, but I think I played romantic leads on more soaps than any other actor alive or dead. And I say that because there aren't that many soaps anymore, so I don't think anybody will ever break that record.
Well, I, you know, I will love you back in daytime. I think we are missing a character like you, like on any of the soaps. We'll be so happy to have you. And I just think, you know, you know, it would be really a great thing for the generation, you know, to see you on one of the soaps. I really think that would be awesome. And I wanted to ask you, too, how was working with Elizabeth Taylor? Because you worked with Elizabeth Taylor. How was that?
One word. Divine. She and I, by the way, for your viewers, I'm writing an autobiography called Another Passing or Another Afternoon. And I was born in England, and then I crossed the Atlantic several times in my adventures. And then I'm always saying, well, I'll finish that story on another afternoon. So that's the title of the autobiography. And it includes Elizabeth, because she and I actually went to the same, what the English call a public school, but we call a private school. We went to a prep school together before the Second World War. She was older than I, so my brother remembers her. I don't remember her before the war, but I got, I had done 10 Broadway shows, well, 9 before her, and then my agent called and said, you want to come into Little Foxes? It's already running, but the guy's leaving. I said, yeah, with Elizabeth? Sure. And so when I walked backstage to introduce myself, I said, would you tell Miss Taylor that probably the only actor in the world who went to Byron House School with her is alive and kicking and awaiting her attendance? I heard this shriek backstage. What? And from that moment, we were buddies. We had more fun in L.A. I introduced her to a restaurant called Joe Allen's in London, and here, it used to be here in L.A. as well, but it, the big one is in New York. But we just got along. We, for some reason or other, we just got along wonderfully. But in that show, I started playing opposite the great Maureen Stapleton, but then she wouldn't get on an airplane. So we couldn't take her to London. So the brilliant Sada Thompson, yeah, Sada Thompson came in, and she and I played opposite each other in Twigs on Broadway. And she won the Tony for that. So she was my great friend. So I was just surrounded by wonderful people in the Little Foxes. And we had a fabulous time everywhere we went. And I took Elizabeth and Muhammad Ali to Joe Allen's, and it was a legendary time.
I mean, it seems like totally a legendary time, and what I loved was when you were on the Dukes of Hazzard Hollywood movie in 2000. I loved that. How was the experience working on the Dukes I've had the movie?
Well, that was great fun because the guy I replaced, who had, I think he passed away at that point, he had played opposite me on Little House on the Prairie years before. I played Little Joe's father, who was really tough with a school teacher who had laid his hands on my son. And that school teacher was played by the guy who created that role in Dukes of Hazzard. And so I came in and played that on the movie of the week. It was fun, and all those people, one of them had been a congressman in the meantime. We had a great time talking. We were on opposite political views, but I get along. I have a number of Republican friends because I really believe we should all talk and discuss, not fight and hate each other. But that's another whole afternoon, isn't it?
Well, anytime you want to come and talk about that, you're welcome. Were you on 90210?
Yeah, I was.
Good.
I was the father of, I think it was Matthew, who was thinking about suicide or something like that. It's hard for me to remember, but there again.
Well, you were great on, you've been on so many different shows, and you've been on so many movies. If I name all of them, then our time would be up. But you've been on so many great movies, too, that, I think people don't realize how many movies, you were actually...
I think there were 50, and about 150 television shows, and 10 Broadway shows, and 2 off-Broadway shows. And then I was a founding member of repertory companies in 3 different cities, in Minneapolis, the Tyrone Guthrie Theater, in Boston, the Charles Playhouse, and in Baltimore, the Center Playhouse, the Center Stage. And then in Washington, D.C., I was almost the founder of the Arena Theater. I came a year later. So, yeah, I've been around. And it's been an incredible adventure. Then I went from being in the Army. I was in the Honor Guard in Washington and at Arlington. And I went from there straight to the Arena Stage in Washington. And so it's been quite a journey, and it ain't over. I live on a boat with my beloved Russian wife, and we're going to go to Russia again in August. Santa Barbara, by the way, was the number one evening show in Russia for 6 years. So I have a great time when I go to Russia because we don't talk politics. I say I'm a guest in your country. I don't talk politics, but if they ask me what I believe, then I say, well, I happen to believe in the Constitution of the United States, which guarantees freedom of assembly, speech, and religion, among other things. And then I say, and we leave it at that. Then we have a good barbecue.
Well, I'm impressed with all your work and all the President's Men you did. I saw that the other night. It was on TV, in fact. And I thought you did a really good job in all the President's Men. It was, I think, a really good movie. I still think it's one of the best movies out there. And
I think it's a great American movie. It is, yeah. And Robert Redford was so dear, and Gordon Willis, the cinematographer, and Alan Pakula, who is no longer with us, was the director. And the three of those guys worked I call it a triumvirate of non-ego. They just any one of them could come to me and say something, and it wouldn't interfere with the other's creativity. It was an incredibly heaven-like experience. And it showed. It showed in the movie. Many people think it's a great American movie. And then I also enjoyed playing with Gregory Peck in a movie called MacArthur. And I played his aide in that. And we had a super time. People asked me what Gregory was like. I say he's everything you hope he would be.
That is awesome. And you were also in Big Business with Lily Thompson.
Yeah, that was
how was working with her, because I always thought Lily Thompson, I mean, that is amazing.
I didn't get to work with her or Bette Midler because I was their father, one of their fathers, when they were born. So all my scenes were when they were born and stuff like that. I met them at the screening, of course, and then since then I'm in the Academy and I see them quite often, especially Lily Tomlin at the Academy functions. So, and she's just delicious. Well, I've always adored her, and I always adored Bette Midler. Bette Midler, I actually saw years and years ago when she used to sing in the clubs in New York, and she was always one of my favorites. So I've been very lucky. I've worked with, like Sidney Poitier directed Stir Crazy, which was more fun than I've ever had in my life. And Richard Pryor and I were buddies from the moment we met
film.
Yeah. He is heaven. He is the greatest. To me, he and Lenny Bruce were the two greatest comedians American ever produced. But that's just my opinion.
I mean, he totally, you know, was. And, you know, you were in the Wizard of Titanic before the other Titanic in 2000. And
the original Titanic. And then the British made a movie called A Night to Remember, not long after that original one. That was in 1953. I came back from the Royal Academy at 19, and I got in that movie, and I only had two lines. And they hired me because I could use a British accent. Once, when I went back to the Royal Academy, they said, "Well, you are English, aren't you, Mr. Kaufman?" I said, "Yeah, I was born here." And they said, "Well, where did you contract that American accent?" And I deadpan, I said, along with the influenza in 1918. But they said, "Well, since you are English, perhaps you should relearn your English accent." I said, "I shall." And I did. And so many of his plays I did in New York, including working with great people like Harold Pinter and Laurence Olivier, they were with a British accent, you know. So that was fun.
Well, I'm going to bring on my co-host because I know our time is limited and I don't want David to literally kill me. So I will bring David on.
Okay, great.
Hey, David.
Nice talking with you.
Hi, Nicholas. How you doing?
Hi, David. Hello, David. Sorry for the mix-up before.
Oh, it's okay.
It happened. Sorry, it's all right. It's all right. Yeah, Is it the movie that you really proud of, that you were part of? That you did.
Sorry?
Is there a movie that you did that you were really proud of?
Oh, several of them. I was very, the most proud, of course, of All the President's Men.
Great movie.
I played a wussy husband to Diane Keaton in Reds, and that was one of the great pictures America's ever produced as well. I was in a great fun picture after All the President's Men with Robert Redford called Electric Horseman, in which I had a great time. We had an incredibly wonderful director named Sidney Pollack, and he's no longer with us. God rest his wonderful soul. He was one of the vastly creative directors I've ever worked with. I did a movie with my dear departed son a couple years ago that was shown in Utah at the Slam Dance Festival, and it was called Chemical Kink. And he was wonderful in it. He played this incredibly kind of neurotic gay kid. And I played an old Vietnam veteran. They asked me to do it. And I was not ashamed of that. There have been, Yeah, there have been several movies I was pleased with. There have been dozens that I was not pleased with.
Uh-huh.
So we won't even mention all those, will we?
No. yeah. Also, in my favorite TV show, I want them all back. Name a couple. MacGyver. Was like working on MacGyver.
Okay.
MacGyver.
MacGyver. Oh, I love doing that. That was written by a friend of mine. That guest spot, that and one other, I'm the most proud of anything I ever did on television. And it was written by my buddy John Considine, and he and I were on Another World together. That's where we met, and we've been almost best friends ever since. He lives up in Washington now, so I don't see him very often. But he wrote that thing. But then he said to me, he said, Nick, the producers want you to read for it, even though I recommended you for the part. I said, yeah, I can do that. So it was an old college professor who was kind of drifting in the mind, and he lived in a wrecking yard. And I said, well, gee. So I wore a sweater to the reading that I wore working on boats. So I really looked like a derelict. And I got the part. And it was wonderful. Johnny just did a superb job of writing it. And, that was one of my favorite guest spots ever.
Yeah, you're great. Well, yeah, all of a sudden made my favorite movie, top 10 movies, I love it. Yeah, so that'll be our pleasure. Well, thank you for coming on. I know the time is over there. We appreciate
it. You're welcome.
Thank you.
And thank you, audience, for listening, if any of you are still awake. Okay. Ta-ta.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like we are going to have a part two with you because there are so many... There's so many great movies you've been in. And would you ever want to go back to daytime? If daytime happened to call you for a job, would you go back to daytime?
Well, I've been on a thing called The Bay. Actually, I won my first two Emmys.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations on your Emmy.
Thank you. And, the answer is never say never. I hadn't planned on returning to daytime because I've been busy with the autobiography. Also, I've written two screenplays, which I'm trying to peddle, and I hope we can make those. But no, I never say no. Well, rarely. Once in a while, when I think the writing's really pretty bad or something, then I can say no. But there's still some awfully good shows out there. Not many. There are only, how many are there now? Let's see, there's four, right?
Four
shows. And, that in answer to your question, never say never.
Well, you know, that is so true about life. I mean, you can't, really say never, but I mean, we enjoy you on the Bay, and I mean, you know, I think you could be on another sitcom because I think you do comedy really well, and I think your comedy just, you know, is amazing. Mm-hmm.
What was a great thing about Santa Barbara? In Santa Barbara, we got to do a lot of funny stuff, especially with Louise Sorrell, and then later with Robin Madsen.
Yeah.
I just adored, you know, working with those guys. So, well, listen, it's been wonderful talking with you, and anytime you want to talk again, just call me. Call me anything. Just call me.
Okay, yeah, we will, and thank you so much for coming on, and have a great day.
Yes.
Thank you. You too. Lovely weekend. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye. Hey.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, what was I gonna? I was gonna tell you something. What was I? I was gonna say something to you, and now my mind. You know, my mind's been going blank lately. Okay. By the way, people, yesterday in General Hospital, I really wanted, you know, Silo to get beat up more than he was.
I was behind.
I know you and I might agree, disagree on that. I want this SOB dead. I want him dead. I want him dead more than I want any other character on daytime dead. And I am waiting for I am just waiting for more people to, you know, kick his ass, because his ass needs to be kicked in more. I mean, you know, someone tampered with our world. Someone tampered with it, and I will call it, you know, like I see it now that, you know, he is, Will was tampered with, and I just really think that, you know, it's just so messed up, and I was happy, you know, that Harmony finally tuned on Silo, finally. Oh, God, David, you know what we forgot to do?
What's that?
Maggie. Okay. Maybe you could take care of that. I don't know how we're gonna do. Yeah. Okay. And my rant about dates. It was a little slow for me yesterday. I mean, to me, it was,
I'm at the part where Nicole walks, I mean, Christian walks in on, Ken, Kate, that was that Friday episode. That's where I'm at. Christian walks on.
Yeah, and also, I did, what was I gonna say? I just, you know, I miss Claire already, and, I love this that, Silo put Jason's head into the brick, threw him down. Michael knocked him out of the cell, and now Drew pushed him on the floor. Okay, well, someone needs to kick him through, someone needs to kick him through the wall, and, in my opinion, and all I want to say about Bold and Beautiful is Thomas is crazy and insane. And what's another word for crazy, David? He is. And since we are having a show today, there won't be a Friday night show. But we will be back. Yeah, no Friday night show tonight. But we will. I came and talked. We will be back on air on Monday night, Monday at 3 p.m. with Jeremy Wright. Let Jeremy. You know, people should just have common names, I think, now. And is there anything else you want to say before we go off air? Because, you know, I'm sure everything will be cliffhanger Friday today.
Yes,
you know,
I want to pick up on new thing. Try to pick up on thing. Cardi. Okay, I got an opinion about that song, Justin's song. It's not very clear. It's not very clear. In my opinion, it's not very clear. That Justin song. That's how far you can.
Yes, and,
Cardi, you heard me?
What was I going to say? Yeah, and Bobby, I hope, Bobby, I hope you're having fun at work. And Brian, I hope you're having fun wherever you are. And this, our prayers go out to Maggie.
Yes.
So, yes.
It will.
Yeah, so let's end the show here, and we will be back on Monday at 3 p.m. my time, 6 p.m. your time, right, David?
Yeah.
Okay, have a great day, people. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
So what should I not sure who.
Funny, so I just wanted to play our new theme song from the Nurses Ball, Doss's song, there's a million list of things to do, and Cam song No Stall, and I put Legend on the bike, Kelsey Ballerini. So, and the music was done by Brian. So, we will see everyone on Monday at 3 p.m. Bye-bye.